Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Self-discipline comes from within. It's a desire. It's being able to understand that you got to get the work in and you got to be willing to go further and harder than you've ever gone in your life. You can't depend on all of the mechanical things, the alarm clock, your cell phone, or sometimes even people. Sometimes it's just you. You got to be willing to wake up and be about your business on a daily basis. Let's just say, for example, you're the type of person that can't seem to get away from all of the cravings. You can't do this without this. You can't do this without that. You need your coffee. You can't stop eating chocolate. All of these things you keep saying that you can't do. Well, let me remind you. Can't can never do anything for you in the first place. So discipline starts with you. You have to be willing to be hungry enough to understand that if this is something that you are truly going after, then work has to be applied. You can't make excuses. You can't ask for a pass. And you got to understand that you got to pay a toll to cross the bridge. And if you're not willing to do that, then these things that you are chasing, sooner or later, it'll get further away from you and you won't even have the speed or the capacity to go after it the right way. So discipline is a foundation to life. Discipline is a foundation to the reality of things. And you have to make sure that you are in the right mind frame to go after it the right way. Not looking at things in a perspective way is not going to give you what you actually look for because your mind is not in the right place. If you're not hungry enough, you won't get enough. If you're not willing to work after it, then it's not going to happen for you in the first place. Success is not going to show up at your front door and knock on it and say, "Here I am." It's not coming to look for you. In fact, success is not thinking about you. Success is already doing its job. You got to be willing to do your job. Each and every day that you are breathing in this world, each and every day that you are doing something in this world, you should be focusing on getting better, not worse. You should be understanding that, hey, I can't be this same person on a day in, day out type of way. I got to keep focusing and going further and going harder and going stronger and pushing myself until there's nothing else left to push forward. Everybody doesn't necessarily see what you see. In fact, everybody doesn't want what you want. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you don't need to go after what you need. And the need is what we need to be focusing on. When you want something, make sure you understand what you want, you may get exactly what you're getting. So sometimes wanting things doesn't necessarily mean that that's for you at the moment. But what you need to do is find that self-resilience. find that self-discipline and stop making excuses and stop depending on other people to bail you out. Focus on getting the best of yourself. Focus on hard work. Focus on dedication. Focus on motivation. Utilize everything that you have in front of you. And when you surround yourself with people, make sure you're surrounding yourself with the right people. Make sure you are understanding that the people that are around you are building you up and not tearing you down. So, ladies and gentlemen, the choice is yours. How disciplined are you? Because if you're not disciplined, then there is no business that can be done. So keep moving forward and conduct your business. Well, here it is. A wake-up call. A reality check. A time to realize that it just got real. And there's nothing at this point in time right now you can do about it except figure out a way how to get through it. Yeah, many people right now are angry and complaining and scared and don't know what to do. Yes, there's something happening right now in our world, in our society. And many people right now just don't know what to do. But remember, there was a time you went about your day without a care in the world. You just did what you had to do. You moved the way you wanted to move. You did what you wanted to do. But now, things have changed. Things just got real. But you have to ask yourself, what's next? What do I do now? What's my next move? Am I going to just complain? Or am I going to just realize that I got to learn to adapt and overcome? Like animals in the world, birds, lions, tigers, all different species of life that are not human, but yet they understand the significance of what it means to survive. Regardless of what they're going through, they still figure out how to survive, how to live, how to move, how to push. But you as a human being, you'll just sit around and complain and worry, not knowing exactly what it is to do next. Living is all you can do. Keeping faith, being strong, overcoming adversity, and realizing that, yeah, not going to always be a good day, but it's definitely a great day. It's a great day for me to learn about what I am capable of. What am I willing to do? How am I going to push forward instead of pushing back? What's my next decision? What's my next path? What direction am I going? Because what's surrounding me doesn't necessarily mean that it's breaking me to a point where I can't function. You have to have the ability to understand that if you don't build up something, it'll never have true foundation. It will never have balance. It will never understand purpose. There won't be any purpose to it because you're too busy being what you think you ought to be instead of knowing what you need to be. This is a reality check. This is the time to find out what you can do, how you can get above it, how you can go beyond it, how you can look up to the sky instead of looking down at the dirt. This is that opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be afraid now. Be strong. Don't be weak. Be powerful. Don't worry about the things you cannot control. Make the most of what you have. And from the bottom of my heart, conduct your business. There comes a time in everyone's life that you're going to be facing certain challenges. You're trying to figure out what direction you need to go. You're trying to find out who you are, and what you're ultimately made of. And these things are going to happen on a day-to-day basis, because when you start your day, you don't really know or understand what's coming. Yeah, sure, you may have a plan. You may know exactly what direction you want to go. But then comes this obstacle, some type of thing that just got in your way, and it completely throws you off. It distracts you. In fact, it may even scare you. And then you don't understand what direction you need to go, because you're so used to going one direction. But how do you prepare yourself? How do you get to a point where you can adapt and overcome and yet continue to move forward? These things happen every single day of our lives. But you should not panic. You should not worry. And you should not fall astray. In fact, you should embrace it. Understand it. Let it build you up. And then fight through it. Understanding the best version of yourself is when you're at your weakest point of your life. When you're ultimately being challenged. When you really don't know what direction to go, but you know you just gotta go. It doesn't have to necessarily be handed to you. In fact, it shouldn't be handed to you at all. You should be prepared to fight day in and day out. You should already have on your armor, ready to fight, ready to go, being prepared for whatever may come your way. You don't necessarily want to be put in a position where weakness starts to overcome you. Because once you are blinded with weakness, everything starts to cave in. And you will never be able to overcome that because you're so busy worrying about the things that you cannot control. But if you focus, truly focus within yourself and build up something else, awaken something else that hasn't been woken yet, then you will understand that there's more to you than what you could ever imagine. There's more to you than you've ever dreamed of. But you've got to stand on it and you have to believe it. There is a version of all of us. There is something that is unique about all of us. We are constantly evolving as human beings. We cannot remain the same. We cannot stay in the same box. We have got to understand, just like a caterpillar that goes into a cocoon, sooner or later it becomes a butterfly. But you never see that butterfly go back to being a caterpillar. It never gets back on its belly again. So what do? You may be moving slow, but you're moving. You may be crawling on the ground, but you're still moving. You may be walking, but you're still moving. And this is the time and the hour you need to understand that this is a good thing. So yes, these challenges are there for us. Yes, this may be some troubling times for not just me, not just you, but the entire world. But yet we are standing. Yet we are above the ground. And yes, there have been people that may have lost their lives. They have passed on and they are gone. They have transitioned into another place, another universe. But yet you're here. We're still standing. And we have to continue to go on. We must respect the process. We must trust the process and not fall to just fear. Not fall to doubt. Not fall to anxiety and letting it take control of us. You must realize that the purpose always, always tells the truth. It will continue. And there will continue to be more challenges. But neither of us are done. So let's continue on. Keep it moving and conduct your business. You think you bad? How bad do you really think you are? Are you really bad enough to know what it is that you want? Are you bad enough to go through the challenges in life? Or are you just someone that likes to fake the funk, pretending to be something that you're not? How bad do you really want it? Do you understand what that means? Do you understand how aggressive you gotta be? Do you understand even when you're aggressive, you still gotta have patience? Do you really understand the work that has to be applied to it? Because you can want all day long, but if you don't apply action to it, then how can you achieve? How can you achieve the greatness that's within you? How bad do you really want it? Do you want what's coming? Or do you even understand what's coming? Can you even comprehend it? A lot of people ain't ready for it. Maybe you're not ready for it. Maybe you're not understanding exactly what it's gonna really take to get to that point in your life where you can accept the fact that, hey, this is it. I gotta put that work in. I got to apply myself. How bad do you want it? That's all you ever talked about. It's all you ever dreamed about. All you did was wait around, hoping that someone was just gonna hand you the keys to the city. No one is just gonna hand you over their keys and expect you to drive. In fact, you don't even have a license to understand what it means to get what it is you really want. So if you're not in the mindset, if you're not prepared, if you're not willing, if you're not able, you can forget about it. Your want becomes wasted. You will never be able to see that victory that you want so bad. So if you're gonna do it right. Keep it tight, keep it moving. And conduct your business. Rise up, people. Rise up with a full heart. Rise up with an understanding. Rise up from the excuses. Rise up with the willpower. And understand that it's up to you to make a difference. Sometimes it gets tough. Sometimes you get to a point where you don't want to push yourself. Pushing the world is just a part of it. And sometimes the world can be very nasty. It can put you in a position where you don't understand what to do next. But I'm here to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, everything starts with you. Everything necessarily is not about you, but it definitely starts with you. If you're not willing to put the work in, if you're not willing to go a little bit higher, a little bit further, and understanding that work is good, prosperity is good, success is good, life is good, but these excuses always tend to show up in your life. This thing that you continue to hold on, this pity party that you continue to possess in your life, tends to hold you back. But what are you gonna do? You're gonna have to suffer sometime in your life. You're gonna have to feel something sometime in your life. Why is it every time you wake up, you wanna have something handed to you? Why can't you earn it yourself? Why do you feel like everybody owes you something? It starts with you. You got to be the one that wants it. You got to be the one to go after it. You got to be the one to go further. You got to be the one to hurt just a little bit. So what? Maybe you don't like the situation you're in. Maybe you don't like the circumstances you're in. Then what are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do? You're gonna cry? You're gonna wallow around? Hope that somebody come rescue you from all of these things that you are dealing with in your life right now? You feel that everybody in the world is feeling sorry for you right now? You feel like everybody in the world owes you something? No one owes you anything. No one. You better start doing something. You better start doing something now. That's how it goes. That's what it is. That's the reality. Not sitting around hoping somebody to come and help you. Hoping that somebody gonna put their arms around you and tell you it's gonna be okay. You gotta make it okay. In fact, you gotta make it better than okay. You got to go beyond. You got to go up. You got to go up those stairs. You got to go up that mountain. You got to do whatever it is that's going to take to make you strong and better and more efficient. That's what you got to do. Whatever it takes, whatever the know-how you have inside, don't let nothing, and I mean nothing, stop you. Nothing under the sun can control what's yours. Nothing under the sun can control what's already been written for you. You just got to keep going up. So rise up every step. Rise up every opportunity. Rise up. When it gets higher, you get higher mentally. Rise up. You make it to the top. And when there's nothing else left to go up to, find something else to climb up. And yeah, you're going to fall. Yeah, you're going to stumble. Yeah, there's going to be some mistakes on the way. It doesn't mean that it's over. Means you got to keep living. Means you got to keep going. Means you got to keep believing. And find it. And go after it. Because success is not looking for you. Success ain't coming for you. You got to be the one to go after it. Choice is up to you. Make it happen. And conduct your business. Another day. Another day to take a look at this image in the mirror. Another day to look at all of the frustrations, all the hurt, the pain, all the things you've been through, all the mistakes that you've made in your life. All you do is you continue to look back at yourself. The reflection reminds you of everything you've been through. But what have you learned from it? What has it done for you? Does it make you feel that this is it? Does it put you in a position to feel so pitiful? So driven down instead of driven up? Do you see this image in the mirror as a mistake? Or do you see it as an opportunity? Do you understand that this image that is in the mirror is just to remind you that it's not over? It's to remind you that there's still a connection that you have to have. Because even though this image, this thing that's looking back at you, does not mean that that's all of you. Because there's something inside that you cannot see in the mirror. You only can see what's on the outside, but you don't understand the power that's on the inside. Yeah, maybe you look at yourself and you think you're ugly. Maybe you don't like the way you look. Maybe you feel you have to look a certain way to appease to everyone else in the world. But will you ever come to the idea of understanding that who you are and what you are, it's all about how you go about doing it. It's all about how you create this image in the mirror. You're more than this. I beat myself up every day and I look at this guy, this person, this man right here in the mirror. And sometimes I believe that that's who he is. Sometimes I have to look back at myself and say to myself, why didn't I do this and why didn't I do that and why didn't I go this direction when I should have went the other way? Sometimes I remind myself more of my mistakes than my victories. This image in the mirror doesn't necessarily define me. And it shouldn't define you. It's just the reason that we exist. It's to remind us that there's something else there. It's to remind us that there's still something that must be done. Doesn't mean that it's over. Doesn't mean that you have to feel some form of pity or sorrow for you or yourself. It's just to remind you that this is who you are for now. But there's much more to you inside your heart and soul. Yeah, maybe this mirror does have some form of an image that looks back at you. But that doesn't mean that it is the best of you. Start your day. Start your life. Live your life. And continue to conduct your business.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.